VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the United States and Mexico have reached a trade agreement, but he told reporters at the White House Monday that no deal has been reached with Canada.
This is something that's very special for our manufacturers and for our farmers from both countries, for all of the people that work for jobs. It's also great trade, and it makes it a much more fair bill.
The deal with Mexico changes the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Mr. Trump says the new deal will be called the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. He said Mexico has agreed to immediately begin purchasing as many agricultural products from the United States as possible. The White House will notify Congress by the end of this week that the president intends to sign a new trade agreement within 90 days. The three North American countries do about $1 trillion in trade among themselves annually. Iran on Monday warned judges at the International Court of Justice that reimposed American sanctions would cripple its economy and plunge the volatile Middle East deeper into crisis. It asked the United Nations' highest court to suspend the Trump administration's economic pressure on the country. In a statement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called Iran's claims meritless and defended the sanctions as a way of keeping Americans safe. New U.S. sanctions against Russia over a nerve agent attack in Britain went into effect on Monday. Russia said it will review the sanctions before considering a possible response. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the new sanctions will only make dialogue more difficult. The sanctions would end some financial assistance and arms sales to Russia, as well as deny the country credit and prohibit the export from the U.S. to Russia of security-sensitive goods and technology. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani have agreed to indefinitely postpone a meeting on the Afghan peace process. That meeting was planned for next week. In a statement, Ghani said the peace talks should be Afghan-owned and led. A UN fact-finding mission finds the International Criminal Court should prosecute Myanmar's senior leaders for genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes against the Rohingya Muslim minority in northern Rakhine State. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports on the report from Geneva.
This 400-page groundbreaking report goes into detail about the scope and viciousness of the atrocities it says were committed by Myanmar's high command against the country's ethnic minorities. The report accuses the generals of perpetrating what it calls the gravest crimes under international law. The three-member independent international fact-finding mission on Myanmar says the genocidal crimes, which forced the mass exodus of more than 700,000 Rohingya refugees into Bangladesh 1 year ago, were planned years in advance. In an unprecedented move, the UN mission has named the six top generals it says bear the main responsibility for planning and executing these crimes.
President Trump and his wife met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and his wife at the White House on Monday.
We have a tremendous relationship with Kenya. We have terrorism, a lot of trade, getting bigger and bigger all the time. We're working on a major infrastructure project.
Kenyatta told VOA he expected their meetings to focus on trade and security issues. He said he wants to encourage more U.S. investment in Kenya. Trump said the two plan to discuss efforts to fight terrorism in East Africa. Kenyatta said he would also discuss stability in the region in general, including unrest in Somalia, South Sudan, and Ethiopia. North Korea says it will expel a Japanese tourist that it detained earlier this month. Tomoyuki Sugimoto is a videographer who was visiting the North on a tour arranged by a foreign travel agency. The Japanese government recently confirmed that Sugimoto may have been suspected of shooting video of a military facility. The top story of the hour, President Trump said today at the White House that he has reached a trade agreement with Mexico. He said no deal, however, has yet been reached with Canada. The deal he reached changes the North American Free Trade Agreement, also known as NAFTA, which he has strongly criticized. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.